Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down real low. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
You know what doesn't work right now? Whatever the Carolina Panthers are trying to do on offense, Victoria.
Yeah, it's garbage.
It's terrible. It's Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam Gold. All right, you had this saying. Yeah. I saw you post this on Twitter, X, whatever it's called.
Yeah, whatever it is
on
today.
The socials.
Yeah.
That Panthers be panthering.
Yeah.
Panthers be panthering.
Every year, I really need to make like some t-shirts or something and just says, Panthers be panthering, hashtag keep pounding.
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, you heard Chip Patterson talk about Clemson, you know, the whole thing, Clemsoning, right?
Right.
You know, there's that whole term. Panthers be panthering.
I know.
Victoria, I ask you, since you have coined this phrase, I officially say now, it is on the record that you have come up with the phrase, Panthers be panthering.
Right. Trademark.
Exactly. Trademark it. 1:02 p.m. on Thursday, September 21st, Panthers be panthering. All right, Victoria, this Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks. Mm. We don't know if Bryce Young's going to be playing. By the way, if you have not heard yet, Bryce Young not practicing again today.
Yeah.
Not participating in practice due to an ankle injury that he suffered in Monday night's game against the New Orleans Saints. How the Panthers going to panther this weekend, Victoria?
Oh, man. Well, they're going to lose. But anyway, no.
Well, yes. I mean, that might be inevitable anyway, but you can still play well and
you
lose
can.
A game.
You can. So Panthers be panther. And one thing that they're going to do that I'm sure they love to do all the time is, well, they don't have a successful record with the Seahawks in their home territory, first and foremost.
Well, there's
so
that.
There is that, so that's not great for them anyway. But Panthers love to find different strategies and then not use the one that's actually working for them. So Frank, he wants to be, you know, vanilla or whatever. Well, vanilla's not working, so maybe we should change it up. Mm-hmm. However, he wants to do a familiar statement that we're used to from the other previous coach. Just give it time.
Oh,
it'll work out. Just give it some time. We need to just work the kinks out. Yes, you do need to work the kinks out, but you also need a strategy, and I don't feel like they have a strategy. They're just kind of throwing everything out there.
By the way, it kind of reminds me, there's a saying in Remember the Titans.
Yes.
Like, this offensive playbook's kind of thin. It's like, hey, you know, it's veer option, six plays, just like Novocaine, give it time, it's going to kick in.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, as someone who went to the dentist earlier this week,
right.
That stuff does eventually kick in. I'm sorry, this has been more painful.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry, did you actually put that? No, I'm not numb to this. This hurts.
Right. Well,
this hurts.
Another Panthers be panthering thing is, look, we ended last season on a high note. I would say that we were ending on a high note. Yes, we had Steve Wilks, you know, we changed pace, but we had a rhythm. It felt like we were kind of getting a rhythm going. Yes,
you
the
had
players
an
have changed. Yes, the players have changed up a little bit on the roster, but still, like you just said, we were forming an identity. We have no identity right now. We need to figure this out. And I would have hoped that and I get it, it's only week two. I get it. It's still early. But come on, people. Like, we have to figure out our identity, because you cannot be a successful team if you don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
You don't know which way to go.
Under Steve Wilks, again, they still had DJ Moore, but Sam Darnold starting at quarterback. They didn't even ask him to do a whole lot.
No.
And they had an identity, though.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you know what? In order for us to be in games and potentially win games, we got to play tough defense. We're going to pound the rock.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what we have to do to win games. Deontay Foreman, boom, just pounding the rock, one after the other. Then complimentary with runs with Chuba Hubbard behind him. But that's what it was.
Yeah.
And you mentioned something. It's like you pointed out something very, very great here. Some of that worked in week one. The 1-2 punch of Sanders and Chuba Hubbard. Now, granted, they didn't pop off massive runs. I think they had I know Chuba Hubbard had a run of 21 yards, but the run game was actually consistent against the Atlanta Falcons. I think between Hubbard and Sanders, they combined for, I think it was 27 carries for 133 yards.
Mm.
But it was consistent. Like, here's six, here's seven, here's five.
Chip away,
which also kind of ties into the lack of actually the ability to make chunk plays.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you had that working for you. At least you can rely on that. I felt like against the Saints, they abandoned any sort of thought of that early in that game. And it's not like it was a two-score game throughout the game. It did become a two-score late until late.
Right.
When they made it 20-9.
Yeah.
Because remember, Panthers were down 13-6. They got another field goal from Eddie Pinheiro, made it 13-9. Then the Saints went down and scored and made it 20-9.
Right. And that goes more into what I mentioned about strategy, is if something is working, why are we just shaking the eight ball and then changing it up? Why don't we kind of perfect the thing that was starting to look maybe promising and working? Again, this may now be communication, which the Panthers seem to not really be honed in on, because if Bryce and his receivers or whoever he's trying to talk with are not on the same page, then you're going to have mistakes and you're going to have mishaps and injuries.
I think one of the problems that and Frank Reich even addressed this in game one against the Falcons, was the communication from the sideline to Bryce Young about getting the play in. That was getting in late. So by the time they actually broke the huddle and Bryce Young was at the line of scrimmage, there were single digits on the play clock.
Yeah.
How are you actually going to get time for Bryce Young to actually like see the defense, read the defense? Do I need to call an audible? Do I need to maybe put someone in a different spot?
Yeah.
Didn't have a chance to do that.
No. Panthers be Panthering. Let's set up our quarterback to be successful on the field. How about that? That would be great.
Hey,
that's one thing that we don't do.
No, they don't.
Please give us some time.
And I think this is also, again, I think here's a Panther would be Panthering for you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The evaluation of their own talent.
Yeah.
I think they sometimes overestimate the skills of some of their own players. I get that they're your guys, but you have to be honest about what they're capable of doing. Because let's be real, their offensive line, who again, they brought mostly everyone back. I know Christensen's out with the injury, but like Christensen was that great.
Yeah.
He was fine. He was okay. Austin Corbett out with the injury, but Bradley Bozeman hasn't been anchoring the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Or the middle of that offensive line. Like, the guys that they brought in, I think, like, oh, yeah, like, we signed Hayden Hurst, and we got this veteran Adam Thielen. Sharks got all these great skills and blah, blah, blah. And, like,
well, it's definitely always been a Panther thing to put too much pressure on one individual to be a whole, like, line. Like, if we did that with Christian McCaffrey, everything was on his shoulders to make the points. We did that with Cam Newton, you know, you've got to be the playmaker. You have to be the offensive line as a whole, like, and the quarterback. We've done that so many times with just, you know, I mean, they're trying to do that with Brian Burns every now and then. You know, it's
exactly.
We can't put all of the pressure on one person's shoulders. And that's just, it's frustrating. We need to work as a team, but we also, again, have to figure out our identity. What are we trying to accomplish?
They're asking. Goals. Yeah.
Points.
They're asking a rookie quarterback right now to elevate all these guys who have been complimentary pieces in their career.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. And just, they've drafted some good players, but there's some guys that they brought in, like, I'm sorry, Hayden Hurst ain't doing anything right now. He's just not. He's not. Like, he's a good complimentary piece, but he was your number one target in week one.
Yeah.
That's not what he's there to do.
Yeah.
Adam Thielen's your number one target in game two, and probably you can say overall this season. He's never been that in his career.
Yeah.
Now you're asking a guy 33 years old to do that now? And then on defense, yeah, you put a lot on Brian Burns. I mean, Derek Brown, I think, overall has been solid. But now you're also putting just a ton of stress on that defense.
Exactly.
A ton.
With Shaq being out now, I mean,
Shaq is out. This is something that also can't be understated.
Mm-hmm.
Or overstated. Something that has to be acknowledged is the fact that Shaq Thompson was the guy on the defense communicating from what he's hearing from the defensive coordinator, the defensive calls.
Yeah.
He's the one out there with the green dot on his helmet communicating that out to the rest of the team. That was his responsibility. Now someone has to fill that void. Is it Frankie Louvu?
Yeah. Yeah. Is it Kamu? He stepped up in the last one, which I love
Frankie. Frankie Louvu has been great.
Yeah.
Like, is it Grugier Hill? Do you put it on Von Bell, the safety? Sometimes if you're back there, like, in deep in coverage, it's hard for you to, like,
sure.
If you're chasing somebody on an incomplete pass, the defensive call is coming in. You got to yell that out to the rest of your teammates. That's a lot to ask for a safety to do, hence why you normally have a middle linebacker that's doing it. Who takes over that responsibility? Who takes over that role? Also, put Jeremy Chinn Moore on the field.
Yeah.
Please and thank you.
That would be fantastic. Yeah. And another Panthers be Panther and thing. We have so many injuries. And well, it's week two.
There's that as well.
Yeah.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.